Say What? Say What Radio Show. With no agenda. It's always a surprise. But if we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.
And welcome to the Say What Show. It is March 28th, 2020. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Dolly Howard and Christia Cummings Slack. You ladies are ready to rock and roll here?
Yep.
Yep, rock and roll.
Okay. Yes, I had just asked Christy, and I had to cut her off because I had to go switch the station, how her month was, but it's actually 2 months because we haven't seen you since January, I guess, the end of January.
Right. So last month we went to up for Stockbridge, Georgia, for Rick's work, and then we didn't make it back in time. We got home late, and then I ended up being sick. I realized, Rick's called, you know, since he's a truck driver, he's essential. So he's actually been working. And then I was telling Nancy that, and Dolly, that really, 'cause I work from home and we only have one car, my week isn't really changed all that much. I realized I live a self-quarantined life. But I'm grateful for our little garden. You know, I was outside a lot today and every day, really, in our little garden, and the trees and all the blooms and all the birds. You know, everybody's really happy. All the little birds are happy. So I'm grateful for that. And just putting prayers out into the world. Rick and I've been making... you can go to my YouTube. It's Christia Cummings YouTube. And you can see Rick and I, we did a creative, peaceful, just a little meditation to put positive out into the world. You know, because it can be really scary if you're a sheeple, if you haven't, you know, if you're drinking the Kool-Aid. And it can be really scary too, even if you've been on a spiritual path for a while. So stay grounded. And I've been telling people, you know, common sense and trusting your intuition will cruise you on through this. You know, trusting your own gut and your own intuition. And if you're not tuned into that, you know, this is perfect time to start meditating and tuning in. But if somebody had told me, gosh, you know, a year or so ago, that the whole world would be under a quarantine, I would say, what? But the whole world. So I'm curious to hear y'all's views of what's happening in the world.
Dolly, what's your version? She just did a show, before Jan did, concerning, you know, what she sees. But can you sum it up for us, Dolly, or not?
Oh, I didn't get to hear Jan's show. I just got on here when you called. Even, I've been with the net all day. We've been binge watching a TV show. My view is the shit is hitting the fan as we speak, with people being arrested. Now, this is my opinion, everyone. This is not the opinion of the station. This is not the opinion of Nancy or Christia. This is my opinion in Dolly World. I want to make that perfectly clear. Okay, so my opinion is... shit's hitting the fan all day long. Every time I think of it, I've been asking God, please be with the good guys. Please be with the good guys and gals. Please be with the good spirits and whoever's working on this in whoever's involved in the battle, please let it be for the highest and best all for all concerned. I just looked at what Hopi said. She thought Trump looked a little weak or short of breath. No, I think Trump looks fine. To me, he looked fine. He looks like he got a sunburn. And I really honestly think, for the first time in a long time, I think that was really the real Trump in front of the camera. There at the ship, I forgot what they call the ship, with the Red Cross on it.
Comfort.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was him. I mean, I'm flabbergasted. And I think the shortness of breath probably was misinterpreted by him. I noticed that when he is in front of the camera these days, he is reading the script that was typed up. I think there is so much going on right now behind the scenes as well as in front that he wants to make absolutely certain he doesn't flub up and say the wrong thing at the wrong time. And so he's watching what he says carefully. I've noticed that some Republican politicians were getting sick, and I'm wondering, were they CV-19'd? It seems that the politicians, I mean, the actors are dropping, getting coronavirus, or what I call coronavirus.
You mean celebrities, because, you know, yes, the president likes to call people bad actors. I want you to, you know, well, they are bad actors, but they're celebrities.
That's exactly what I meant. Thank you, Nancy. I'm having trouble today. Yes. And I saw last night that frickin' redhead woman who even had she was carrying around a head of Trump. She's a comedian. She thinks she's funny. I don't. What is her name? I'll think of it later. But I don't.
Her name is Kathy Griffin.
Yes. Thank you, Christia. Yes, Kathy. Yes, her. She was in the hospital and blaming it on Trump, but I was sitting there laughing, thinking, yeah, this one might be a Trump thing. If she got the stuff that the celebrities, the pedophiles, take with the A at the beginning of the name.
Adrenochrome.
Yeah, if she got the latest version of it, it's got the poison in it for those who are doing the pedophilia stuff. Maybe she got some of the bad batch. So I was just kind of giggling about that one, thinking, yeah, she could be right on that. Too bad. I just want what's going to happen for her, the highest and best for all concerned to happen with her, for her, whatever. So I'm excited about today. Not today is today. I mean, what's going on now, today, tomorrow, the next day. I'm really excited. I think that the storm is upon us. And I'm hoping, like Trump says, that it will be over. Good Friday, because he really, really wants us to be able to go to our places of worship on Easter Sunday and celebrate it the way we celebrate it, but with more happiness than we've ever experienced on that day because of the things that are going on now. I am I certainly hope that's how it plays out. And while I'm on it, I had a comment on Dolly Shears from Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E. I so appreciate that you made your comments to me, Jean. She was asking, what are the armored tanks doing in the cities everywhere, Dolly? They have been secretly installing 5G in children's schools whilst we have been in our homes. Will the 5G towers be turned off or dismantled and AI advancement halted, mandatory vaccination stopped? And she said, thanks, Dolly. Well, I'm going to read you to you my comment. I said, Jean, I have no idea. The press hasn't included me in any of the plans. Nobody ever includes me in their plans. LOL. This is one of the things I bitch about. No one asks me if I approve of things or not, nor if I have any suggestions or thoughts on important things, like loads of armored tanks being shipped on train cars streaming a couple miles long to somewhere to do something. I said, sheesh, and then ha ha ha, LOL. I was wondering the same thing. I got the link to see some of that from Nancy when I woke up this morning. And I was thinking, well, those are new versions of armored cars that are armored tanks. That's for darn sure. And I hadn't heard anything about it until I saw that. So, okay, back to what I answer. Thank you for asking me my opinion, even though I have no answers, Jean. The first time I saw armored tanks on the trains was this morning, about 10 minutes ago. Nancy sent me a video of Red Pill showing them. As for the 5G in children's schools that you asked me about, where did you get that information? Is your source on this reliable? Do you know it's true? I'd like to know where they get this stuff. As I stated in first sentence, I truly have no clue about 5G. And in parentheses I put, I never have paid attention to it because someone I know and love took on the project. So I knew it is in good hands. I know it's in good hands. Same with AI. As for the mandatory vaccinations, in Dolly World, there is nothing mandatory except death in parentheses. When it comes to something like this, you're talking to a mother who tied herself to the bumper of a school bus when they were starting up the busing the kids 2 hours each way to go to a school across town crap. Just because the word mandatory is used to attempt to force something upon me that I don't want doesn't mean I'm going to do it. It is up to individuals to determine how they want to react to mandatory, that word. Thank you for bringing these things to my attention. All I can do is ask if anyone knows about them, anything about them. In fact, we have a Say What show tonight. I'll ask during the show. So if any of you know anything about that stuff and you want to comment to Jean, please go to my latest Dolly Shears, and she's down in the comments. So there you go. And I think by Easter or close therein, we are going to be living in a world never one ever thought we'd live in. And I'm really excited about it. And if it doesn't happen, I'll probably have to go in a corner and cry for a while and then see, okay, what do we do now? So that's my view on what's going on.
Well, there isn't, not everyone knows what's happening. I came here to do a job. And I've known from the get-go what was going to happen. Not the way that it would happen, but the fact that we were going to win as humanity and turn this place into a new reality.
Yes,
if I didn't come here with that kind of, I mean, my whole life. My mother once, we were at a get-together, and one of my friends, good friend, I actually came down to Miami to visit her and never left. She was there with us, and Mom is, in, you know, a little drunk, talking to Gail, and Gail is politely listening. And I was sitting there, and I hear my mother say, you know, I always felt that one of my children would save the world. Now, that you know, I was like, holy crap. And she says, now I just know that they're good people, and I'm proud of that. But my mother had some kind of inkling that one of her kids would be very influential in changing the world. And I'm going to take credit for it, because all my brothers and sisters, except for one, you know, are anti-Trump. So obviously they're not on the Trump parade. Yes, the troops are moving. Well, actually, they've been staging for a while now. There's a lot of vehicles out in the boonies and places, you know, that are there. Yes, the tanks kind of freaked me out, because I'm going like, tanks? Why do we need tanks? This should be a policing operation.
But I was wondering, Nancy, when I saw the tanks, I remember seeing the tanks on the train cars like that, streaming past, because I was sitting at the rail guard on the road. Do you remember when we saw that last time? I was younger, and I can't remember what was going on, but we saw all the tanks. I remember. Thank you. Thank you, y'all. It was when we were on our honeymoon on the way to Detroit, and they were having those it was July, the end of July.
The riots?
Yes, the riots.
So it would have been probably when Martin Luther King got killed.
Yeah, around that 1967, July, yep. 1967. Yep. And I remember seeing the tanks, and I was scared then. And now I thought, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Trump, and all the good hats. But it made me go back to that time, and everything turned out then, so I know everything's going to turn out okay. Okay, I'm done.
Well, you know, I mean, when I don't know the level at which they're going to operate. I know that this has been completely planned. That the military itself, there's the good guys and the bad guys, and it depends on whether or not the guys that don't know, the ones that, I mean, you got a lot of bad guys, bad actors, as the president calls them, that absolutely understand what's happening. But then you have another echelon of soldier that's caught in the middle. They're just taking orders. They don't know what the crap is happening. And it's going to be a matter of how fast can you explain the situation to the grunt, the one that doesn't know, you know. Now, do the people that are in these military caravans knowing where they're going? Yeah, I think they do. I think they're special squads. I think that they have activated the National Guard, but weird things are happening, okay, because, like, there was a convoy of what the guy in the, there was video, he was passing them, and he had already passed, I mean, he must have passed at least 50 of these. Now, I checked in with Derek, and he says that, no, you can have like 100 of these Humvees in a military police company. So you got a company of MPs that are moving north from like this, Missouri, Springfield on up to probably Chicago area, okay? And the guy was, this must be the 833rd MP group. It's a National Guard that I belong to. So then he gets up close to one of the vehicles, and he says, it's 283. And he sounded confused, like, I don't know this unit. So I spent a lot of time, because I'm going, I don't want to go out there and be proven wrong. But I can find no Army or National Guard unit that's a 283 except a band. which means that the marker on the vehicle was for a unit that's not even in the inventory. All right, so these are specially trained people who really do understand that this is, okay, it's the enactment of the 10th Amendment. This is where all the power is coming from to be able to, you know, morally and legally do this. Because the 10th Amendment says, hey, states, if the federal government starts taking over, then it's up to you to fight for your rights. And citizen, if the state doesn't stand up and fight for your rights, then it's your responsibility. Okay, so patriots who have understood the problem had, and I've talked about this on many, many shows, were able to come together and create what's called the plan. And the plan was to infiltrate and essentially take over various organizations of the corporation that took over us, you know, at least by the end of the Civil War. So what you're looking at is you're looking at a story. It's all storytelling. It's a story of how patriots stood up against the very dark forces that had taken over the country and the world. But it's being done. I mean, the president got up on one of his press conferences and he said, this is a silent enemy. They're very powerful. And the goal is to do what we need to do with as few lives lost as could possibly be. So the fact that this, quotes, virus is out there, if it wasn't just the fact that, I do think it was a dark side ploy, and that the good guys found out about it and then substituted something that was extraordinarily deadly for something that was going to make you a little sick. Now, the people that are primarily the numbers that are dying are people with various ailments to begin with that were, you know, essentially threatening to their lives. But it allowed for everybody to, you know, hunker down, stay safe. You know, down here, when we have hurricanes, you might make the decision to stay at your home, shelter in place. And by gosh, you know, we had done enough work in the super subconscious so that people went, oh, okay. Because they have a sense that, because I know we've been doing this, I've been doing this, Dolly, you've been doing this for a decade, pretty near, you know.
Yeah, pretty near, yeah.
You know, so I think we set the stage so that people didn't go into a state of panic. They went into a state of, oh, okay, this sounds reasonable. And they're essentially out of the way of any becoming collateral damage. Because the real fear was that once they started to actually move with policing and military operations, the dark side would start, you know, shooting up malls and schools and churches. Well, now you don't have those bodies in there to hurt and to stop and to cause, you know, complete conflict. So it's really much neater than I would have anticipated. The thing that okay, now the tanks, you know, I mean, this was a lot of very, very heavy duty military weapons. And I don't know if many of you have been following certain, let's say, we've been at war for at least 2 years, a silent war. People haven't understood. The fires in California are part of it. But they went after China Lake, and China Lake was one of their central hubs as the underground. They've got tunnel systems and you know, vehicles that'll take you from one part of the country to another part. I mean, you know, across the country in a matter of, you know, half an hour. So they have extraordinary technological capabilities. And way back when they had that earthquake in New York area, in D.C. area, Washington Monument got damaged. Do you remember that? I don't remember the year. But there was that earthquake.
That was recent, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like, yeah. I don't know, 16, 17, somewhere in there maybe. That was actually an attack on these underground. That's how long they've been doing this. The seismic information indicated there was some kind of a weapon signature versus a natural earthquake signature. We played it on Cosmic Reality, where we played the baseball game down in Tampa. We're right next to, I think it's McGill Air Force Base. Maybe it's
McDill.
McDill.
Yeah.
And they're having this baseball game, and all of a sudden they hear this vroom, and everybody heard it, and it was on the audio even. Well, that was because they had blasted an underground facility, and the pressure just completely, you know, came out, blew the doors off of the underground. I'm sure they blew the doors off. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm sure if you heard that much noise, you know it is.
It's whatever.
Yeah, it was under pressure, and something blew, you know? So this has been a long time coming. I mean, way deeper, way more active. I mean, think of how long it's taken to get, what is it now, 100? I can't even say this. I'm not good with big numbers. 100,000 plus 300, another 300,000. So, you know, indictments, sealed indictments. They're on the books. You can go to the government's own website and you'll see them. All right? So as it started to kind of like get more coherent, the way that things were happening, you had a number of, let's say, simultaneous projects on the plate. One of them was the finances. Okay? And I was watching, I'm listening to primarily right now X22 and YouTube stations, but that's also Forbidden Knowledge, which is a website. And then Red Pill 78. He's got really good information, too. I look at some others, but those two seem to be really on top of the information. And they were... Well, I saw it, too. When they did this stimulus, this package to bail out the workers, there was a certain strange stimulus thing in there, and that was regarding, Jan just covered this, but it was regarding the way that the Federal Reserve was going to help strengthen the economy. And when I looked at it, I said, this looks more like the U.S. government's treasury is putting up the money, and that the feds are in the position of being an executor. But I don't know that much about it, except that I've been keeping an eye on the Fed, because a few years ago, the Fed was not a government division. It's a private organization. Okay, so that's the main thing. And they blackmailed people in Congress 100 years ago to let them, you know, set this scheme up that the founding fathers warned against. Don't ever go to a central bank because. You know, who was it? One of them, Jefferson, said, I'd rather fight a standing army than the bankers. So, anyway, in this stimulus package, whatever you want to call it, that they just passed, okay, the money was being put up by the federal government, and the Fed was then getting it out to the other banks because they have... I don't know, is it a dozen banks all over the U.S.? I mean, it's a whole banking structure to get these loans fast to businesses, small businesses, whatever. And also, it was structured so that you're going to loan some money to Boeing to get Boeing out of trouble. But if Boeing can't pay you back, then you, as the federal government, are the holder of the loan, and you, it seems to be, this is the interpretation that I got, it seems like at that point you can say, all right, you can't pay back your loan, so we're going to take, you know, 50% of your company and put it under the federal government. And then when you look at it and what's happening to it, and I said, actually myself in Red Pill, no, it wasn't, it was X-22, I think, we're like, well, this is really interesting, but neither of us had the wherewithal to figure out, oh my goodness, but some of these, you know, people that get on Twitter and everything else, they did. And they explained it, you know, and it's basically that the U.S. Treasury Department, now, John Kennedy read that he knew the problems with the Fed. And what he did was he ordered the Treasury Department to start printing money. Okay, this is before computers. And then he was assassinated, okay? Because what he wanted to do was to take over what the Fed does, just bring it back to the Treasury. But what they've done in a brilliant stroke of, here, look over here, what I'm doing over here, and then is that, you know, they just kind of squirreled their way into it. And none of the people, except one Bloomberg thing that was being cited in Jan's piece, were actually, you know, on top of this and saw what had happened. Nobody else seemed smart enough to figure out that the United States Treasury took over the Federal Reserve, period. Okay, that is huge. That is huge. That's why at the end of it, the article, it said, so say hi to your new chairman of the Fed, Donald Trump. It was a brilliant move. And it puts the Fed, now, I could argue that, oh, wow, this is totalitarian government in the making. No, we were in a totalitarian government, you know, and they were not letting us know. So what's happening is that there are factions on the ground all around the world that are military capable, and this is something else that most people don't know. I can't confirm it. But when my guides get me to a piece of information that resonates with me, I'm going to assume it's true until it's proven false. And this one was an article in an Italian paper talking about 30,000 American soldiers that were being deployed through Europe. And this is like, you know, probably maybe a week, 10 days ago, and that they were being deployed with nothing to protect them from the flu, and it was supposed to be some kind of an exercise, but whoever was writing this is going like, why would you have an exercise in the middle of a worldwide flu pandemic, you know? And he was questioning it, but I'm going like, they put troops on the ground there in Europe to back up the Europeans who are part of their patriots to their country, you know, and so that's happening. The other part of the scenario is indictments, and Q once at least mentioned that, you know, the first indictment is going to be so big that it's just going to, you know, confound everybody. Well, the first indictment was 3 days ago, I think. They opened up the sealed indictment, and they put out a $1.5 million reward on the head of the president of Venezuela, along with a number, I mean, like at least half a dozen other people of his government, and charged them with child trafficking and drug trafficking. Now, this is, I would think, you know, verges on a state of war. That one government is arresting another government. And, again, we picked up on it because, well, I pick up on it because the other guys are picking up on it. And, you know, you look at it and you go like, well, this is pretty impressive, but nobody's talking about it. And I didn't hear anything on Fox. It's the only channel I happen to have on. I don't agree with everything they're saying, but it seems to be a little more reliable than the others. At least they're talking different than the others are. The others have all the same words in front of them.
I didn't see it on OAN either. I only saw it on the internet.
Well, it was definitely the Attorney General of the United States Bar getting up there and reading it.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened. You know?
And I was flabbergasted. I thought, geez, if I'm this flabbergasted, what are the poor people who don't believe in this stuff going to think when it happens?
Well, they didn't have to think about it because it didn't get out.
No, I mean when somebody finally does find him and they get the reward.
Well, this is only the first of many. And my suspicion, we have to go back to the first year that the president was president, because they, within 18 months, had arrested over 10,000 people on pedophilia charges. 10,000.
Yeah, and look how many are left. Well, we don't even know how many.
Right, but there are certain... it's like, okay, this is big, what they did, but it's not going to shake America. If they had gone in and arrested Pelosi or somebody, you know, McConnell of the Senate, you know, whoever they arrested, this would be big. This would put more shock into the population. But if they're going to take the... I think of them as the outskirt indictments, Dolly. You know? Big, but on the outside. And so people are starting to, like, what do you mean they've got a warrant out for the president of Venezuela? You know? What do you mean they got a warrant out for? What do you mean they've got a warrant? You know, I mean, then when, by the time you say, oh, by the way, oh, yeah, Obama, this is so good. Now, myself and Dolly, from, you know, the standpoint of energy, have believed that Obama is under the care of the White Hats.
Nice way to put it.
And I keep saying, you know, you got Biden that's using Obama pictures, and you got Sanders using Obama pictures, but you don't hear anything from Obama except that Biden keeps claiming he's having messaging with Obama. But Obama tweeted on what is supposed to be, you know, Obama's actual Twitter account. And he writes some, I don't even remember what he wrote, because he sent a picture. And if you guys scroll up in the chat, you're going to see the promo. Did I do it? No, I didn't put it up. I'll put it up at the break. Or in a little bit here. But it's a picture where you got part of a White House. It's like four little, you know, pictures come together. And you got the White House in the right corner top, and then down the left bottom. And then you've got this other weird thing, looks like a needle. It's a needle. Like you're going to, you know, give somebody a shot. Well, if you turn it upside down, this symbol is a Q. You know, and this woman who was, I don't think I said this on the show, a woman was watching the, let me see, what was she taking pictures of? She was taking pictures of Humvees. And this was the tanks. This was the tanks. And there's all these tanks. And she talks to somebody that's like, I think she said a National Guard soldier or something. I'm not sure exactly, because I was so stunned by what happened next, because I was listening to X-22. And what happened was that she says to this guy, where are you guys going? What's this all about? And he looked at her and he said, Q.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's... Oh, wow, I got goosebumps.
And then the next day, X-22 said somebody has confirmed that actually happened. See, he didn't get into how he got it got confirmed to him, but he said no. He said it gave me such hope when I heard that. He said, but now it's been confirmed, and I will honestly say that I believe that that actually did happen. You know, so and that makes sense because Q is attempted to essentially present a storyline to the world, and tens of thousands of people, maybe in the millions, who knows, are now understanding the concept of Q being an organization that is trying to tell the secrets to the American and world populations. But they're not just telling you the secrets, they're telling you what they're going to do about it. And this is the magic. That's, you know, I mean, I've had some very, very solid people who just can't get into the Q thing, you know. But I just find it fascinating, and it's such a great story. Until proven different, I'm going to go along with this story. I mean, like, on your show, the end of the year show, I played that tape where they went back, Christia, they went back to, I think it was 17, and it was, you know, a post. And see, in when you're dealing with Q, it's all this kind of intricate puzzle. And he will say something like on March 23rd, 17, that doesn't come true until March 23rd, 2020. And that's what they found. And this thing, you know, said, you know, the storm is upon us. This is what we're doing. Everything we're talking about, he put it in print, you know, 3 years before it ever happened. And so I just go along with what we were told back then. Look at it. Is it happening? And I have to think, yes, it's happening. And Dolly, this one I'm not too sure about, okay, because it was one of those, they were doing a piece on the Comfort, the hospital ship that's supposed to be going into New York. And I was listening to it. I wasn't looking at the screen. And then, you know, I look over to the screen and I went, a hospital ship? That's a prison ship. It looked like a prison ship, like the ones we saw when, you know, back a couple, well, about...
Like the barges thing.
The barges, yeah.
What I just saw, what I think it was Hopi sent me, the thing where Trump was talking in front of the Comfort.
Yeah.
The Comfort. I get the irony. Okay, yes. Trump said, one of the things I heard him say was, there's no coronavirus people on the ship. It's people who need operations. Oh, goosebumps.
Well, that's the one. Mercy has the same stipulation, the one that's in Los Angeles right now.
Oh, my. Okay. Oh, my. Keep my eyes on that one.
Yeah, in L.A., it'll probably fill up with celebrities, and the one in New York will fill up with all these sick politicians.
And the frickin' news people. The fake news.
And the media.
Yeah. It's so exciting right now. We are living in some fantastic drama, and I'm glad I'm here.
So, Christia, did we give you an overview?
Yeah, it's kind of what I already thought. I sent you all, I forwarded you an angelic calendar, archangel calendar, and so it's like a spiritual perspective, and... You know, I wanted to bring up a quote that Trump had said, people are dying who have never died before. And I've got friends who are way left, and then I've got friends who are way right, and anyway, one of the people on one side said, oh, he's not making any sense. But I think he was totally talking about the darky dark ETs that you can't kill. You know, he said people are dying that have never died before. Well, you know, like Harvey Weinstein, you know, he's not really a human. He's not a human, and he's not, and he doesn't have a human soul. He's one of those darky darks, meaning he's, you know, an alien that's been in the, that has a human outer shell kind of thing. He can take it off if he wants to. Anyway, but I thought it was really interesting that Trump had said that, and then people were thinking, oh, well, he's just, you know, he's not making any sense. But to me, he was totally making sense. And I totally think that, you know, the darky dark world order, pedophile sex trafficking thing, you know, what better way to get people safe than, you know, to get us all in our houses so they can clean it up?
So you're supposing that maybe, okay, there is a story out there that the adrenochrome was being manufactured in a facility at Wuhan, China, and that it actually was laced with the virus, in quotes, because it was going to go to the celebrities and all these people that want to live forever. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. So, and then you get all these celebrities. I mean, the number of celebrities that are in quarantine is much greater than the percentage of celebrities in the population. And so the idea that you're supposing here maybe is sort of the same thing, that the people, if you read Trump right and he was talking about, you know, really ET, bad ETs, that they somehow or another laced it with something that would kill the AT invader of the host? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that, yeah, because so my spiritual, so this is my belief, as Dolly did her own,
disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer. So this is my own disclaimer. This is not the view of Dolly or Nancy or the station or the website or anything like that. So my belief, and I have thought this since I was a tiny little person, okay? This is something that I've always believed. Humans, if you're a human and you have a human soul, that soul was birthed out on the breath of God, and it's pure light. It is pure, pure, pure light because it is a dewdrop down from God light. And at that birth, that on the breath of God that your soul was birthed, your guardian angel was there. So your God, your guardian angel, and your soul are all light. And humans, if you're really human and you have a human soul, you cannot harm an innocent. You can defend yourself if you have to, but you would not just go and hurt a living thing just for the fun of it, because it's not in your makeup, because you have a dewdrop down of God light. So I've always thought that really negative, nasty people who do, and I use that term people loosely, that really do like the horrific child abductions, you know, horrible, horrible things to humans, humans that do other horrible things to humans. I've always thought that, quote unquote, those humans, again, I'm using this term loosely, were not really human, that they were alien, not of this earth, not of, now, when I was little, I didn't really understand, I just knew that they were alien, and that's what I gave them, but now, as who I am, and coming through this whole story that we're in now, timeline and story, I truly believe that the Darky Darks, the Rothschilds, the deep dark state, the celebrities, the powers that be that have, you know, the lizard alien people, the dark, dark grays, you know, that they're not of this earth. And, you know, like Jeffrey Epstein, you know, there's a rumor or a story that he wasn't human at all, you know, that he was one of them with just a skin, you know. And he's not really dead. He's still one of those people that are going to be, you know, taken away. But I've always thought that if you're a human and you have a human soul, then that soul is pure light, and that you could not do harm to an innocent, and that those beings that harm innocents, innocent children and animals and people, the pure of heart, really are not of this, not of Gaia, not of Earth, not a human soul. But again, that's what I believe. Hello.
Yeah, I got to putting up pictures. I can't do two things at the same time, and then you stop talking, and then what I put up was the tweet that Obama made, and now I'm going to try to put up the when you take and turn that upside down, what you get. I totally honor what you just said. I don't know who these beings are that are masquerading as humans. Dolores Cannon called them backdrops. Whether or not they are human or human shells, clones, I don't know. That's one of the things that I'm sort of out to, but you felt from being a child that these people existed. Is that what you said?
Oh yeah, I knew that. I just knew that when people talked about evil and demons, quote unquote, I knew that energy, that signature, that frequency signature was not of this earth.
So you felt it?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I
just knew it wasn't. And you can tell, I think when you see pictures of people who've been arrested that do like horrific things, like parents who drown their children and you know, that do really, really horrible, horrible things to other humans. If you look at the eyes, even children who've done messed up stuff to other children, if you look at their eyes, there's no white. There's no white in their eyes.
Well, Dolly used to say that about Pence, and now she likes him.
Yes, he's not the evil Pence. They did away, I don't know what they did with the evil Pence, but when they took over the BP airplane and named it, they went out and said the call sign will now be known as Sam. That's when Pence was replaced with the good guy. In Dolly World.
And she said it at the time. And
yeah.
I mean, I didn't like Pence either. We talked about it. We showed a picture, you know, where the two, the old Pence and the new Pence. And I had to say that, see, I don't kind of believe in this clone. It's not that I don't believe it. I just don't believe in it. I mean, there's not enough data for me to believe it. Except to that last, when the president signed the bill, okay, I was really, because Dolly's got me looking at their hair all the time. And I'm looking at his hair, and it was white, but it was,
oh, that was him, yeah.
It was thin. It wasn't quite as controlled. And then a half an hour later, he walked out into the press room, and his hair was red. Yeah. And it was, I'm thinking he's using some kind of a toupee.
No.
I'm serious, because I'm telling you, I totally agree that the hair changes. And you know what I started doing? I started looking at, okay, is it light? But I started looking at other people in the room, like Pence. No, his hair was the same color as it had been in the other. You know, yeah. one of the reporters had very white hair. And no, his is pure white. But because I'm scanning the guy, and it's the same guy, Dolly. I'm not feeling, you know, I think I would, hopefully I would detect a clone.
Well, how did he change the white around his eyes that fast, as well as a toupee, if you say he has a toupee? I mean, there's too many things he would have had to change real fast.
Yeah, but you're talking about two Trumps walking around in the White House. Wouldn't they bump into each other? Wouldn't somebody see him? I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe the sci-fi that, maybe, you know, I mean, I've been at this a long time, and I thought I'd seen quite a bit of it. But the farther down that road we go, the weirder it gets. I don't know. I don't know who's who and what. But I do know that I was trained as a military intelligence officer, how to look at a battlefield and figure out what the enemy is doing. But, you know, you turn it around, you can also figure out, well, what's the good guy doing? And based on being, you know, a highly respected intelligence officer, the story that was laid out as the plan, it seems to be, that's what seems to be there. So my best guess as an intelligence officer is that what we're seeing is the enacting of the plan. And 2 years ago, I put up about a two-hour video that, you know, outlines exactly how it's being done. So, I have no reason to doubt that it's not happening. What are you... Are you reading the comments?
No, I'm just laughing. I didn't really have a chance to give you the latest.
Can we take a little break?
Oh, certainly. Oh.
It's after 7.
But we started late. So, and this is a 5-minute break, but it's worth it. Okay? Here we go.
I first heard about this place. This little lump of clay. On a message board in space. About a billion stars away. That red floating garden orb, circling the sun. Help us build a heaven here. We need one more volunteer. So I said that I would come. I was asked when I applied. Name some service I could bring. I think service should be choice. So I said that I would sing. Well, I guess I got the job. And I don't mean to complain. But it's not like they described in that little classified that I read before I came. And I somehow missed a turn. Was this even the right place? Had I fallen for a scam? Was it more a fall from grace? in a quiet mountain lake is enough to make me cry. But I did not come prepared for the density or strife, for the cruel and inhumane injustices and pain that can pass here for a life. So from very early on, I grew restless here because of this longing to go home, though I could not say where home was. And in answer to my prayer, or more truthfully, my scream, my beloved self appeared. Wake me from this dream, and with a diamond voice declared, home is not some distant star or some heavenly reward that your days are marching toward, but the truth of who you are. So immense, it holds all of this inside. As she spoke, my mind fell still, but my tears would not subside. And from the arms of grace, I knew that all suffering could cease in this embrace, if we just trusted in this peace, to even try to find the words can be a sacrilegious thing. So I'd just as soon be silent. I said that I would sing.
Welcome back to the Say What Show, March 28th, 2020. That song was Say, I Said That I Would Sing by Kirtana, K-I-R-T-A-N-A, for anybody that is wondering. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Dolly Howard and Christia Cummings Slack. And we've just spent an hour talking about the current events, as it were. Anybody else, you got any more to say on that subject?
Well, I think it's really important that I also believe on a spiritual level that people being, you know, safely in their homes currently, that the people are awakening and certain gifts could be, and talents could be awakening in people. And I remember when I first started awakening, and it can be kind of scary, and for people to be grateful that they're in their homes and they're safe, and to spend as much time in nature and the sunshine and doing really good things. Like, even though you might be freaking out, you know, be kind to yourself, and self-care and self-love are spiritual superpowers. So take better care of yourselves. That's all I'm going to say.
In support of that, this takeover of the Fed, the only way they're probably going to be able to do it is to forgive all debt. So don't worry about your job, because you're going to have your house paid for, or you're going to have your car paid for, or you're not going to have credit card, you know, bills and all that stuff. That'll be taken care of. Okay. Freedom to think will be brought back. Imagination. You know, we won't be afraid of the rest of the world because the rest of the world is in on this too. You know, I'm firmly convinced that, you know, the Chinese, the Russians, the Italians, the people in Spain and in France and in all over the world, you've got patriots. This is a worldwide thing, in my opinion. But more importantly, it's only allowing to happen because people have already made changes, I think. And then I think that at least the ones that are human beings are all like, I used to think of my higher self, Christia, you know, higher self. But then something Ani Avedisian said to me, I realized, no, my higher self is inside myself. I just have to scrub it off and boom, you know, there it is.
Yes, I call it, it's our human consciousness awakening to what we already are, awakening to our own divinity. Yes, yes, yes. Our higher self, our soul self is already there. It's already online. But it's our human ego consciousness that is coming online. And the way I've been describing it in my classes is imagine a pie. And you got 12 pieces of that pie. Only one slice of that pizza, or that pizza, but that pizza on my mind. Only one slice of that pie is your human consciousness, is your human consciousness ego. So there's like, let's say there's at least 11 other pieces of the pie. Those could be 11 other consciousness, meaning multidimensional selves. You know, other beings, other dimensional selves, your higher self, your Christ self, your angelic self, your God soul self. So it can be other dimensional selves that are coming online. And depending on who you are, what your story is, what your soul is here to do, you can have many pieces of a pie. Or you can have less. It all depends on your own unique story and what you're here to do. And, you know, it's the human consciousness, our brain, like, you know, the people, like the, you want to call it the Fed or the darky darts or whatever you want to call the people that have chained up humanity for so long. You know, it's been scientifically proven that we only use 10% of our brains. So basically with what Nancy's talking about, our free will coming back online, we'll get to use all the brain. We'll actually get to, you know, be full, you know, be a full light being, human, moving in, and all that coming together. So I think it's really exciting.
I do too. These are just exciting times right now.
Now, I just posted a picture in chat and here on chat and Skype. Can you see it?
I love it.
Yes,
all of them.
Yes, I love it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
it's now wonderful.
That supposedly was over one of the Italian cities that's been hit so hard. Taken by a group of people that were doing something for a non-profit, and they all started sharing their photographs. What do you read on off of them? My reason for asking is that, have you ever heard of Blu-ray? Blue Beam. Either of you?
Yeah, I have from you. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking at Christia.
Well, Christia, did you?
No.
Okay. Bluebeam is a technology that can kind of create a holographic image in the sky. And there has been talk in the circle of conspiracy people that they would use that technology to create images like this to, you know, bring on the coming of the Christ and all sorts of weird stuff. And somebody sent me a picture just, you know, a few days before this. I don't even remember where I saw it or what. But when I looked at that picture, I detected, no, this isn't natural. But these pictures are really, they feel natural to me. They feel like there's something behind them, not a technological device, but a mind that is, it's like crop circles in the sky, only spiritual crop circles. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that top left corner one definitely is angelic, and I've seen angel clouds like that before, and so I do know that that one is real for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, it's totally, you can feel it.
What do, so now the second one in, the number two there, that they've got the bar away and then they cropped it, you know?
Yeah.
That one is kind of freaky. Because it again looks to me like a natural event, and yes, our eyes do this, you know, we make things out of it. But what I find freaky about it is the detail in the outstretched hand. And you can virtually see an ear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit more than my mind making out of something that I don't know, you know, something.
The only one that really looks fake to me is the hand one.
I agree with that. I think that could be holographic.
Because the fingers, they look kind of like, if you've ever done art on a computer, those kind of look like the spray brush, the spray can modality, especially those top fingers. They don't look real to me.
Well, it's supposed to be clouds, but, you know, no, I agree with you. Something's off on that one.
And it doesn't even feel real.
Like, no, it doesn't. I agree with that.
It doesn't feel. Now, what's interesting, the very top right, the one that's got the Jesus-y vibe.
Yeah.
To me, it really feels Jesus-y. And, you know, Jesus Christ, the word Christ means light. And I can't help but think that this thing will be over by Easter because, quote unquote, you know, Christ is risen, the light is risen, and if this really is, you know, the deep, dark, darky, dark getting cleared up, and all the sex trafficking and all the enslavement of humanity, because that's basically what it's been, an enslavement of humanity, literally, financially, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and we're being set free. Then I can't help but think that, you know, it will be done by Easter Sunday, because of energetically what it represents to the light. That's just my take, you know.
These pictures, except for those hands, this is how I see angels. In these different ways, plus more different ways. So to me, it's what I've seen before, and they just got them in pictures. I really like the pictures. I can identify, especially the ones top left. And then that one, top right on the end. Yeah, except for, I never have the hood on the head. I don't see the hood on the head. I am just flabbergasted with these pictures. I'm loving them. Thanks for sharing those.
Well, I got them from my Russian, you know, group, and they got them from Italy. Okay, what did you... Because I totally agree with what you were saying. I was actually talking, but I was muted. the one that... On the far right, in the top there. That one, again, has... you could just say it's just the light coming through, but no, it just, and it feels like a portal of love, if that makes any sense to anybody. My question to both of you is, the one that's on the left, you know, next to the hands, I think that's a dragon.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that, because it wasn't feeling angelic to me. And I know that it's of light, like a light being, but it didn't feel angelic. And I could easily see dragon energy behind that, like the ancient dragon. Yes.
Well, see, my experience with the dragons is that they were actually here to protect humanity. So when we were attacked way back when, the first thing they took out was the green man, you know, capturing nature, and the dragons. But the dragons went into the etheric, as did the green man. So they sort of escaped. But once they were there, they couldn't get back, because you have to have human imagination to be able to open up the gates from the you know that story, right? Maybe. But I feel that this is a dragon. And that is such a good omen, because when I was doing a remote view of the Arctic facilities, I ran into a dragon, and he pointed at me, and he said, "They have to see the dragons." And I didn't know what that meant, but I came to believe that it meant the witnessing concept, that human beings have to, again, allow the possibility, you know, because if you can't imagine, it's not going to happen. The possibility that there are dragons out there, that they were spiritual beings that were put here to essentially protect us.
Well, look at the ones they're finding. The archaeologist peoples are finding dragons. And I heard someone else was wanting to get the DNA so they can bring them back to life and all that. I've seen it recently, like on History Channel or one of those, Geography or something. I've seen it.
They're appearing. Are you thinking of dragons or dinosaurs?
Both. I know about the dinosaurs. I thought everyone knew about that, but I thought, well, maybe I imagined it. I don't know.
Do you remember when we were with Wolf Spirit and JP had on, that guy begins with an E, Segwell? Sedwell, I think it is. And he was telling about talking to the man whose name I'm not going to even try to pronounce, that is the head of the Bosnia pyramid archaeology, you know, digging through that, trying to clear it so that people realize it's a pyramid. And they found essentially interior tunnels that were filled in with sand. And so they've been clearing these tunnels out. And they opened up this one room. And when they opened it up, they woke up a dragon and a baby dragon.
Eagly. Yeah.
And the baby dragon flew out of the pyramid, out of the tunnel system, and went somewhere in the Bosnia environment. And JP just is telling this story, and I'm going like, JP, why didn't you ask him any questions? It was like one of those mystery things, like you got a dragon flying around someplace, this really happened. You know, I mean, it was like, it was funny, but yeah, dragon. I think that's a dragon image. And if that is, to me, that is a very, very profound symbol, because dragon is protection. And I think God and the cosmic spirits have got our back in whatever's happening here. And you wanted...
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say to Christina, you wanted to do some sounds. So, you know, we should do it earlier than later. I don't want to run out.
Okay, yeah. I'm happy to do some sounds. Okay. And I've been trying to do more Facebook Live things recently, just to put the vibe out there. And I really love the feedback I've been getting. People have been direct messaging me that it's really been helping their anxiety. And the, you know, so I'm grateful. But yeah, I'm happy to do some sound. So I'm just going to open up here. I'm definitely feeling the chorus of angels. But I'm also seeing the dragons. They're here. I'm also seeing a big old tribe of native people, but it's Aboriginal and Polynesia. It looks like Hawaiian-y type people. Some Native American people. I see South American. Africa. I'm also seeing like ancient tree people. Also, I'm seeing a wide variety of animals. And then little fairies and, of course, angels and Kuan Yin and it looks like higher beings. It's hard to discern. They're just bright light shapes, but I know they're ascended masters. So if everyone just, if you're not driving, go ahead and close your eyes and just open and just allow the sound to flow through. And if you need to release anything, trust that the sound will move it. And it is my prayer that these sounds bring comfort. Coming through this channel now, we are the Star Soul Family of Light. We want you to open your hearts now and delight, because when this transition is done, your world will be filled with even more light. The world as you know it and have known it for millennia is shifting. It will now hold more frequencies of light. Your spectrum of visible sight, your spectrum of hearing, your spectrum of senses will be expanding. All humans will be expanding their light quotient. They will be more capable than ever to hold more light in their physicality, in the cells of their bodies. Now more than ever, they are coming online. They will be fully activated, whole human in their light. Please focus on your present moment. Focus on being kind and loving towards yourself and your immediate people in your life. Spend time in nature. Drink plenty of clean water and feel the sun on your face. Please know, again, the world as you have known it is no more. But have no fear, for this is what you have been waiting for. You are the ones you have been waiting for. It is time to awaken. It is time to know who you are. Thank you. Oh, 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 oh. Take three deep breaths and really let it out. on the exhalation, letting anything left you need to let go of. Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you. That was wonderful.
I didn't know I was going to channel.
Cool.
Now, yeah, but they've been coming through. Now, they say they're the Star Soul family of light, but those were Palladian people.
Oh, they show up all the time, don't they?
Yeah. They've been showing up everywhere. I mean, they're just everywhere. Well, they're the closest ancestors we got to ETs, you know.
Let me ask you something. Have you heard about the blue light that fell on the Shungite and Corellia?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Okay, on the 21st of February, there was a blue light that was photographed, videoed in a street camera, okay? And the street camera was looking at a church, but to the left of the church was empty sky, and lo and behold, this is where this blue light fell. Just the only place you could be photographed, right? And it exploded when it hit the atmosphere. This is my summation. And completely saturated the Shungite field with a new level of energy that is like a fluorescent blue. The closest blue I can tell you is what they very often will paint with Jesus' mother Mary in that blue, you know, robe that she wears. That blue, only, you know, like luminescent. And it may be the fulfillment of the blue star Kachina of the Hopi. You probably know about the Hopi prophecy of the end of the fourth world to the beginning of the fifth world.
Oh, yes. I've been talking about that.
Well, the blue star Kachina was the last one that hadn't come yet. Well, it came on the 21st of February and upgraded the Shungite to... Walt measured it 1,000 times more energetic than it had been just a couple of weeks before that, because I had, interestingly enough, had him do a reading just before this happened. And it had gotten higher since his first reading, you know, in 2014. So we had a, you know, basically a good position as to where it was, and it was 1,000 times higher. So anyway, to me, it's like there's so many absolute... proof. If you know it, if you, it's hard to dispute the story because there's just so much evidence coming into play now, and a lot has to do with it, with like the photographs we've just been talking about, the angelic ones and the dragon, you know, that you've got these really indisputable signs that, yeah, the end times is not only here, it's basically passé. You know, I always, you know, sometimes you focus on something somebody says and it just seems to have more meaning that you haven't quite realized yet. And that was a statement. This is the world way the world ends, not with a bang but a whimper.
Well, when all this, you're cracking me up, because when this first started, you know, the angels always talk to me in song. I mean, ever since I've been little, they have, you know, they'll put songs in my head. And they have a real wicked sense of humor. And when this first all started, I had two songs in my head. One of them is the REM song, "It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine." And it's kind of like a funny little, you know, kind of country rock twangy song. And then the other song was The Doors. "This is the end, my only friend, the end." You know, which is really foreboding, and it's all about the end. And I just thought it was funny, because one of them is so, like, you know, woohoo, it's the end. And the other song is like, you know, oh my God, it's the end. And I think that's kind of where people are. Either people are really excited because they're plugged in and they know that this is it. This is like you said, the Hopi prophecy. You know, if you're into the Bible, the Revelation, you know, things coming to the end of this particular hostage situation for humanity, and we're going to be set free, and we are the ones we've been waiting for. And then there's that foreboding door song, you know. And if you've been drinking the Kool-Aid and you are the sheeple, it could be real scary, because for the first time you have to think for yourself. You have to use your own discernment. Your chakras are coming on the line. You're waking up. You're the sleeping part of you that's drank the Kool-Aid and the formaldehyde are waking up. And, you know, I remember when I was first waking up and I started to see, you know, spirit, it could be kind of scary. So being, you know, being quarantined in your house for a couple of weeks while you come online is probably the safest thing for humanity.
Well, you know, another thing is the 6 foot apart, 6 feet apart, say 6 feet apart. Well, your org is basically going out 6 feet.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So what they've done is they've forced people to disengage from the energy drain, because you walk into a vampire's and you get drained. You know?
Right,
So everybody's going to be stable in their own energy fields. That was what, you know, I'm going like, this is too good to be, you know, it keeps getting better and better. I mean, you got to stay 6 feet apart from people. You don't have to mess with their energy fields. You're solid in your own. They're not tearing it apart.
Right. It's really, yeah, totally. Yeah, this is, honestly, this is the best case scenario for humanity to awaken.
Because it really again, is. Because again, I think that we started waking up that fast enough that there's enough of us that have already influenced the super subconscious, and that, you know, they the programming that we have that says there is a new reality, it's one full of just one wondrous thing after another, and you have been so lucky as to be here in this place in space to experience a complete paradigm change on all levels. And you know, the other thing that we've been watching, but it kind of got lost in the, we got focused on what was happening here, is the concept of the way that this solar system moves through the galaxy. And every time we get to this particular relationship to the central sun, which is actually a black hole, which Walt talked about on Tuesday's show, you know, it's not what people think it is, but that black hole puts out an incredible amount of energy, and that creates what we call the proton belt. Well, we've been solidly in this proton belt, in this amazing amount of energy. I mean, energy-sensitive people have for how long? Oh, I just got hit with another wave. Well, you're going to keep getting hit because you're in. It's like we're in the water now. And we're getting sloshed around by these waves. But every single time they've gotten to this point in time, there's been a massive change in the civilization. The missing link occurred during this time frame. You know, so, I mean, every sign that I know to look at tells me, yep, this is the end times for whatever that was, the controlled place, into a brand new, like the space fleet. Why did Donald Trump set up a space fleet? You know? Well, because there is a space fleet out there. And it, you know, it's like once you get through this situation and things get, you know, controlled, then you're going to be all, everybody's going to go like, you mean we've been on Mars? That we've got, you know, people up on the moon? We've been all over the solar system? And the only thing preventing us from going beyond the solar system is that we're under quarantine by the rest of the ET worlds that say, hey, don't mess with humans. They're extremely powerful. As Star Trek would talk about us, we are probably the Q continuum, which is, again, it's like, you gotta tell me that the semi-gods in Star Trek is Q, the Q continuum, you know?
It's like, I love it.
It's just, you know, you probably don't know this, or maybe you do, or maybe you've forgotten, or whatever, but Donald Trump and John Kennedy Jr. were good friends. But Donald Trump was also an incredible fan of John F. Kennedy Sr. And there is a number of us that believe that, you know, you just shouldn't have assassinated that man because, you know, we've been out to get you since. And I think that that's where Donald Trump is. I think that's where John is. I think that's where a lot of us are. You know, it just, you shouldn't have done that. And when you look at the scenario that's unraveling in front of us, and you think of the connection back to John Kennedy, he knew all about this. He tried to do something about all this. And so the war is really in the name of our fallen commander. And if you take an aerial picture of Arlington Cemetery, where the eternal flame is, you know, where John Kennedy and his wife Jackie are buried, and one of their babies, it's a Q. If you look at this thing from above, an aerial picture, the dang thing is in the form of a Q. The walkway around it is a Q. You know, there are so many in your face symbols that, you know, and we've been following this for years now. We've got many, many radio shows, you know, watching us begin to unravel the puzzle. And for that, I am extremely grateful that we did it this way. Someday somebody will put them all together and, you know, you'll see how we were fed the information by whomever, you know, to come to grasp with the reality that we were living in, and then to come together and be able to figure out, how do you build a new one? And that's what we're doing. We, you know, like I tell people, I say, look at when the American Revolution War was over and we'd won, the hardest part came building a new nation. And we have to be vigilant. We have to be very, very vigilant. But this time, you've got John Trump, Donald's uncle, was the guy that picked up the Tesla papers. He said that he was just philosophical at the end of his life. But Tesla had knowledge regarding free energy. And that's what we've got, too, is this concept of why are they letting the oil crash to zero for a barrel? I mean, you go to the gas stations right now, and the gas is under $2. Why would they possibly in this economic? Because it's obsolete. They have free energy devices. You're going to get a little thing about the size of a battery charger. You're going to plug into it, and that's it. Done deal. These things are real. You can power your automobiles with water. You don't need plastic. Hemp will replace everything in the inventory. It's obsolete. And everybody that knows anything about the sciences knows that. I'm just hoping that they've made enough, that they've got enough of these devices. I hope it's not like the testing kits, you know. And just an aside, the testing kits, they think that they were, well, one of the stories is that the testing kits may have been designed to give false positives regarding the virus. So it looked like it was worse than it was, and that's why they never put them online. Anyway, so we've got all these signs, and since the blue light, I'll say it's. And this is what's interesting. If you go to RT, RomeoTango.com and put in Russian meteorite, blue star, blue whatever, you know, you'll find the article on that, and they have the video there. And you can actually look at the video and, you know, feel what really happened. And what happened was that the Shungite has now taken a massive leap in energetics. It's verging in the etheric now. It's in the quantum. It's still connected to the quantum, and the quantum is in the etheric. But now it's almost like the etheric is closer to the 3D. It's pulling the etheric into the 3D and the etheric. The wall between them, if you will, is getting thinner and thinner. Does that sound right, Christia?
Well, it's gone. I mean, it's been gone for a while. But yeah, and I think because it's gone, the people who haven't awakened yet, when they do, it'll be easier.
That's what I'm seeing. Yes.
Yeah, but it's gone. It's been gone for a long, long time. You know, people used to say, oh, well, the veil around October, that's why you had All Hallows Eve and Samhain and, you know, that the veil was supposed to be thin between the worlds. But now, that veil's been gone. It's been gone for a while, like since, what, 2011, maybe? Maybe it's been gone sooner? I guess it depends on the timeline. And, you know, like you said, we jump timelines. And so, you know, but the timeline that we're currently in, I do believe it's gone.
I think the necessity of it's gone, but people still have it. The people are building it. They're still building the separation.
In their consciousness, yeah.
And do you feel it sometimes getting far, us getting farther away from them?
From whom is them?
From the people who aren't.
I feel more of a coming together. You know, it's like, yeah, it's like chaff, you know, and wheat. You know, it's like the chaff is falling off and the wheat is coming over in droves.
Well, I feel a lot of the chaff part, I feel, is getting farther away from me. But the wheat parts that are separating are starting to come together.
Yes,
that's how I feel. Yeah.
Very smoothly. It's not any crisis. Chaff is not so much getting farther away, is that they're losing their energy. They're just kind of like getting weaker and weaker. And pretty soon, you know, a good wind's going to come through and blow them right out of the story, and we're going to go, who were the bad guys? I don't even remember who they were. You know?
Well, I think that's funny to say that, because I really believe that we will not remember some people. When we're through this, there will be some people that will be erased from our memory. So people, you know, when they get eradicated and the people clean them up, and people be like, we won't be quote unquote missing anybody, because we won't remember them.
I agree completely.
Yeah. They'll just
I couldn't have said it any better.
Well, they'll just be gone, because their frequency, the thing that held them here, that frequency will be gone.
Well, the frequency is holding them there, not here.
Right.
We're changing our frequency. They're stuck in that old frequency. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but they could change it if they want.
They don't know enough about it. That's what our job is. Our job is to change the subconscious by conversation.
How long have we been trying that?
Well, but it's working. That's what I'm saying. It's working.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
well, yes, it is. Okay. I'm with you. I'm sorry. Rough day.
I mean, the first indication of it was when the dark side rushed 5G, and I went, oh, if they're rushing 5G so fast that it's obvious what they're doing, then that means that they're detecting that we're waking up. They're afraid. Okay, to me that was an excellent sign. And I also knew that 5G was such an explosive topic that it would wake up more people, which it has. And now you got this virus thing that, regardless of what's happening behind the scenes, it's all associated with 5G. The city that was the one that it started in Wuhan, that was a 5G city. It was one of three that they started up. It had 10,000 5Gs. In Italy, the north part was 5G. That's where the problem was. The south hadn't had any problem. I don't know if they're clean now, but as of 2 weeks ago, they were not involved in the Italian thing. Great Britain, full of 5G. Places in the United States, Miami, New York is terrible. It's not, it's just really bad with 5G, and they've been there for a while, plus 4G intensification. Seattle, same thing, where it all started up. And the nursing home is between two highways that have 5G fast lanes. And then California, well, California is, place that, because you get where you've got populations and centers of power, that's where you put the 5G in first. And so these people have been, having their immune systems destroyed by this, whatever it is, and they said it's a common flu thingy, it's cold, and so, well, why are people dying from it? Why are people getting sick from it? Well, I think you're going to find a lot of that is just, a cover story. But the fact of the matter is that every time you've added another layer of technology, you've had a pandemic. From when they put the radio stations in the towers in 1917. So, on all levels, it's a good thing to me. And plus, it's like you said, it hasn't changed my life. I've been in self-quarantine for, 5 or 6 years here.
And I've been busier with clients than I've ever been.
Yeah. I went and had my car serviced, and it was way overdue, but there was only like 200 miles on it. It was like it wasn't quite.
That's the way mine always was. I never went far enough that I'd go in this. Well, you don't really need this yet.
Well, I told them put the synthetic stuff in, because it lasts longer. Because right. every 3 months you're supposed to be in there, and I'm going in every 9 months or so. So, mm-hmm. It is the top of the hour. We still have like 7 minutes to make the two, but you might want to have you might have something else planned. And if you don't, what about Oak Island? What are we thinking there?
Wow. Can I just say wow? Wowzers, or whatever he says. Holy moly. Or, the guy. I think finally they're getting on with it. And I hated that they had to, their 2-year permit for the cofferdam, they had to pull that up.
Smith Cove.
Yeah, that was, I was kind of sad about that, but good golly, they've got that big old can now, and they're really going to be, I think they're going to get it. I think they're going to find it. I think they're going to find something, and they're finding all that mercury. I can't help but think, Sir Francis Bacon and his, ideology.
Writings?
To
Drake.
Yeah.
Drake.
Yeah.
It was Drake.
Oh, Drake. Oh, sure. Okay. Drake preserve things in mercury. I just thought that was really interesting, and they're finding things like that. And then all the green clay, and that the eye actually provided the clay for the money pit. And that's really interesting. So, yeah, it's exciting. I can't wait to see what happens. And, I think it's interesting that, they're so close to it, and then there's all this other stuff in the world happening.
I kind of panicked when they had to take the let the water back into Smith's Cove because they were finding so much stuff.
Right, right.
And they were finding stuff that other people hadn't found yet. Mm-hmm. And then they have to let the water back in?
Right. Well,
what's the deal with that?
Well, they only had a 2-year permit from the government.
But why didn't they go for an extension?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's going on?
Because now there was nothing else to find, and they knew that. They know more about what's happening than they're letting on.
Absolutely.
You know, whenever they show them talking, they're always wearing the same 2 shirts. Marty wears the maroon shirt, and Rick wears the green shirt. And it's always the same 2 shirts. So it made me wonder, from the very beginning, even though it's supposedly, you know, every year, every season, what if they just taped this all from the very, very beginning? And I don't know. I just kind of... I had that real weird surreal moment the other day when I was watching it.
I did not notice the shirts.
Okay,
I did. That's odd because the last time I watched, I missed last week because I forgot it was Tuesday. But
every time, every single episode, all the way back to the beginning, they're wearing the same 2 shirts. So could they just be? You know, they got a limited wardrobe, and every time they you know, they do a recap and they wear the same shirt. Okay.
Now she's talking about when you've got both brothers just sitting there by themselves.
Yeah.
Yes, they're wearing the same shirts. Marty wears that polo, maroon polo, and Rick wears the green button down. It's always the same shirts. And it's been the same shirts like, you know, when they do the diving deeper. There's a guy that interviews the 2 of them, and it's like a separate show, and it's called Diving Deeper, and he interviews them. They're wearing the same shirts in that show.
Marty, is that his name, Marty?
Marty is the guy that has the glasses.
The interviewer?
No. I'm not too sure who the interviewer guy is, but they're always...
Maddie. It's Maddie.
I don't know, but Marty and Rick always wear the same shirts. And so it got me thinking, well, maybe this was recorded a long, long time ago, and they've already, you know, it just had me, it's weird. If you watch the shirt, you know, if you pay attention to what they're wearing, they're wearing the exact same shirts every time.
I have no, I noticed that, and I was like, oh, okay, they've just decided that that's their uniform for this segment. But I agree with you, it's really peculiar. But I think that they know more than what they let on, but I do believe that this is, you know, they've only got so much time, the 3 months of summer, really, to do what they need to do. So they would have had to have used all this time to do what they had to do. You couldn't do this any faster, in my opinion. You know, and you've got all these people that are coming in that are basing new theories on stuff that they've already heard on the show. You know, things that have been found out, and they go, "Oh, well, you know, if this happened, then this has got to be." You know what I'm saying? The storyline has been progressing based on, you know, over the years of what they found.
Oh yeah, so maybe they just have those 2 shirts, and those are the 2 shirts. So when they do the recap and they're filming that, that's the 2 shirts they put on.
And for filming,
kind of like they keep their own clean shirt, you know, like they keep this shirt clean.
Well, it would also work for cutting different parts. They probably sat down and had, you know, one session where they're talking about all this, and so it's easier to cut into the shows if they're always wearing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Give it continuity. Yeah.
Right, continuity. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we really are at the end of the show. You guys want to say goodnight?
Good night. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. And I lost interest in Oak Island. So, but I watch it. So until next week, live an exciting life. But stay in and wash your hands. Love y'all all. Bye-bye.
Say What? Say What Radio Show. With no agenda. It's always a surprise. But if we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.